acts like one. Maybe because he's the youngest in the family. He has two brothers and one sister. His oldest brother, Wayne, is in the Army, serving in Vietnam. He's the kind of big brother I wish I had. Wayne writes to Cal every week, but Cal is so lazy, he hardly ever writes him back. If I had a brother in Vietnam that wrote me letters saying what a neat brother I was, I'd always write him back. Cal reads every letter to me. Wayne never says anything about the kind of stuff we see on the news, no blood and guts. He writes about home, how he misses lying in bed, listening to Casey Kasem and Wolfman Jack on the radio, how he wishes he could eat a Bahama Mama snow cone from Wiley Womack's stand and let the syrup run down his fingers, and how the worst day of his life before he got drafted was the day he missed catching that fly ball during the Bucks-Cardinals game because he was too busy watching some girl walk up the stands in her pink hot pants. He says he'd live that day over 100 times if it meant he could come back home. Wayne makes Antler sound like the best place on the face of the earth. Sometimes he even adds, P.S. Tell your buddy Toby I said hey.
So Cal's brother Wayne is a soldier in Vietnam, a country in Southeast Asia. The United States sent troops there in 1965, and American soldiers fought there for the next 10 years until 1975. Let's go back to the end of page 11, with the paragraph that begins, "The line moves slowly."
The line moves slowly, and when people exit the trailer, some come out all quiet like they've been